Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
To talk about is money and materialism. That's why people kill themselves, because they don't have it, and so they're not going to have it. Because Jesus said the poor will always be amongst us. We need to learn how to make the poor feel good. And I'm not saying I like poverty, don't get me wrong. I'm trying to say, let people know the essence of life. That it's not what you have. The life of a man does not consist in the abundance of things that he possesses. And we cannot go against the scripture and not pay for it. Because you will hear all the messages in the world. If you don't hear the truth, you will face the challenges of life. And if you're not immune, you are not immune by the word of God, you don't have resilience, you are going to bow to the lie of Satan, because you need to understand the essence of life. You need to understand what matters at the end of the day. Many people don't. Nobody likes me. If you understand that, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. When you understand that, I don't mean when you know it, when you understand it, because understanding is important, because the Bible says that the bread of the hill came to pick the seed that was sown because he had no understanding. When you understand that, changes your perspective about life. Life is not that hard. Am I talking to anybody? Give somebody a high five and say, I'm cool like this. Give somebody a high five. Tell the person, I'm all right. Tell the person, there is nothing wrong with me. I am beautifully and wonderfully made by God. Look, I'm sorry. Tell the person, I thank God for your jacket, but I don't need it. Let me tell you something. I'm not preaching so that you get excited. This is what I preach all the time. I'm not preaching you so that you can be happy. I'm telling you the truth. It's about perception. The things that matter in life, you already have it. You already have it. Look at somebody, person, I already have it. That's if you're born again, all right? When can we wake up to the truth and accept the simplicity of the gospel? The simplicity of God's word. Why can we not just go back to the basis like what I've been saying? What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? When you grasp that, you're not going to run from pillar to post trying to kill yourself over the stuff that you don't have, because you know he makes all things beautiful in his time. When you understand the simplicity of the gospel, that godliness with contentment is great gain, then what else it is that people want to offer you? Listen carefully to this. When you understand the simplicity of the gospel, we know no man after the flesh. In other words, I don't care what car you drive. I don't care who you are. We know every man according to the spirit. And I see every human being is the same. You know, I get into trouble because of it. Because the respect I'm going to give to that girl is the respect I'm going to give to an archbishop. And then people say it's arrogant. No, it's not arrogant. I just don't see any man according to the flesh. I see according to the spirit. If I want to stand up, I can stand up for that little girl to sit down. It doesn't mean anything to me, because she's made in the image and the likeness of God. And I'm going to tell you something. You are not better than me. All right? But you know the truth. I'm also not better than you. We're all, listen, understand the essence of life. you will stop running from pillar to post. You will just chill out and be cool just the way you are. This is, listen to this. This is true, and I know somebody is getting it. But let's pull it together, because I told us we're stronger together. What is the problem with all these things that we've talked about? What is done is, these things, they've eroded some of the basic ingredients of life. So instead of people to come together and have a laugh and play Ludo and play Scrabble, I'm busy. You are lying, you're not. Listen to this. I have proven it now. You are busy. You are on Instagram for 2 hours. Who is deceiving who? Who is deceiving who? Stop those things that you're saying. You are not. You just are reckless with your time. You don't have time to play Ludo. You don't have time to play Scrabble. You don't have time. But you have time to read the account of one person whose brain is messed up in Australia. You have time to follow stupid things on Instagram. Listen to this. I guarantee you, Ludo and Scrabble is better. Let me tell you why it is better. That is why, listen, that's why we've lost social interaction. That's why our children, sometimes they just walk like zombie. They don't know what to say, what not to say. They don't greet. They don't do anything. They're just like mumu, because this thing has scattered their brain. Let you begin to let them play Scrabble and Ludo. You will see that they will change. No, I'm telling you, this is practical. I'm listening to this. I'm at home. That's why I'm talking like this. So every time. You know, sometimes when I go to preach somewhere, sir, I just calm down. You know, I can calm down. I can really, really calm down. I just really feel like a posh person. And just say, you know what I'm talking about? It's, yeah. But we're not doing that today, okay? We're not doing that today. Don't be an island. I'm beginning to pull it together. These things will make you be an island, because those virtual friends are not genuine. Somebody who's following you on Facebook is only following you to see what else you're going to do. Not because they like you. You understand? They just want to see what's going on. And you are messed up because of it. Do you know people have committed suicide because of comments on Facebook? That lady that just killed herself in England, do you know that one that presents this? I've forgotten the name of the program. Why? It's media. It's media. She couldn't stand the pressure. And many of our girls want to be like that girl. She's loaded with money, but mentally she can't even handle a simple pressure, because she had her stories. Those are the kind of people that we now pattern our lives after. That's not to say anything against her. I really feel sorry for her life, because she's human. You understand? I'm not someone who pull people down and things like that. That's not what I'm trying to say. We're not talking about her. We're talking about you having your life the way God wants it to be. Don't be an island. Loneliness is destroying lives. But we don't know, because we are connected. We're connected on phone and on all of those fake things. But really, are we truly connected? Some of us have friends that have never spoken to you in 3 years. But they talk to you every day, because they like what you do on Instagram. They like what you do on Facebook. You know, I always tell people, I say there are many type of likes on Facebook. Do you want me to tell you some of them? There is political likeness. Political likeness is, you know what? You know, because of tomorrow now, I don't want any problem. Let me just like this. Pa. There is family likeness. Ah, it's my brother. They will say somebody is not doing family now. Pa. There is deception likeness. I will like it. She will think it's good. No, I can give you. I have plenty, but let's stop at 3. It's not our message. Let's continue. There are many like. So when somebody likes something, don't go and kill yourself over it. They have many reasons why they like. They just like it. Me, I have sincere friends who have told me that, Pastor Lincoln, once I just see your post, I just like. I don't even read it. So even if I ask. It's true, my friend. No, you know, if you have genuine people, they will tell you the truth. Okay. Have you never done it? So why are you pretending? That is political likeness.
Yeah, I'm done it now.
You just like, this is Pastor Ayo. Pastor Ayo. Bah, like. Even if you now ask him, Pastor Lekon, did you read that? Thing? So don't worry, it's not a sin, all right? But it's just that when that now determines how you run your life, and that makes you feel happy or sad, you're building on nothing. Don't be an island. God did not create you to be an island. God does not want anyone to live as an island. I'm saying to you, you can have a better life, a more fulfilling life, if you choose to do the things simply the way God wants it. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. Do simple things. Don't be dragged into the affairs of this world. Now, do them with tact and diplomacy. You understand? You need Facebook if you do. You might even need Instagram. You might actually need it, genuinely. I'm not joking. You understand? But understand that you are always in control. That nothing in this world. Now, you need a car. You need a good house. You need a great job. You're always in control. Some of these things are beautiful. All of those things that we talk about. But know what is important. But one advice I just want to give you today is this. One of the most important things in life is genuine relationships. Not Instagram relationships. One of my friends told me one time, the wife of a friend, she said, Pastor Lekon, there are ministry friends. I said, what's the meaning? He said, they are really not your friend. But they are your friend because you can exchange pulpits. In the same way, you too, you have ministry friends. Friends that are just your friends so that you can talk about things. You know, there are many. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about genuine people who want you to achieve the purpose of God for your life. People who are there for your life. And that's the reason why you need to belong to a church like this, where things are simple, so that you can be yourself and you can grow genuinely. So that a lot of places raise a band of actors, a battalion of actors, pretenders. Enter into some churches, 100% of the church, genuine people are less than 1%. I know what I'm talking about. Battalion of pretenders, fake people, people who have mastered the heart of Christian behavior. They have mastered it. They understand Christian etiquettes and semantics. They know how to behave. They are great actors. I don't even know why they are not even in Hollywood, why they are in church. They are actors. Yes, sir. Lord bless you, sir. Yes, sir. The Bible said they are like wild sepulchres, but inside of them, they are full of dead men's bones. Proof, you will notice that most times they are full of bitterness. Most times you see they don't forgive people because they are not born again. I'm telling you the truth. It is simple as ABC. Anybody can, behavioral science can be learned. You can learn how to behave. Is it not rules and guidelines? Just be simple. Look at some third person, just take it easy. Be simple. Third person, Jesus has died. You were not there when they nailed him to the cross. You are not the one that killed him. Your own is to just accept that they killed him. That's it now. You now make life so hard. It's simple. Don't kill yourself over things. And like, let me tell you something. Believe me, once you make things easy, you have peace. Your life will be easy. And those things will even still come to you. Seek ye first. Continue. Let me tell you one thing that one of my friends told me in line with that scripture. He told me one, he's a very funny man. You understand? He's a South African. He said, Pastor Wellington, he's South African, so the way he talks is different. He said, Pastor Wellington, if you want to be an animal, which animal will you be? Anybody can guess the animal I will be.
He's lion now. What else? I say he's lion. I say, well, you are even asking. You should know the answer now. I said, lion. He said, okay. He said, why? I said, you are still asking. Everybody know lion now. Even Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. I said, no other animal now. Any other animal is not scriptural. And then he told me, he said, I want to be a crocodile. I said, why? He said, because the crocodile does not leave his domain. Kabrudi Shataya. He said, the foot always walk by themselves to the crocodile. Hiya! He said, so, he said, the crocodile is just there, like Mumu, looking, but the eyes, Maya Tayala, the eyes are going like that. And then the food by themselves stupidly will come and drink stupid water. He said, where the crocodile is, that's where the antelope will come. It will eat. Where is it there? Another one will come. He said, that's it. He doesn't go around and be wasting energy. I said, wow. Yeah. So now I don't know whether I should be crocodile or lion. Because I want to enjoy that crocodile something. But I also want to be like Jesus. Praise God. Do you know I've not started preaching? I just look at this note. I'm just asking myself, what have I been doing? Well, therefore, we have to close there. There's nothing you can do. Have you learned something? Listen to this. Don't be an island. You remember the story. Just write the scriptures down. Exodus 17, 11 to 13. You remember the story of Exodus. The story of Moses. Listen to this. Everybody needs genuine people. And you are in the right place, believe me. Everybody needs genuine people. You need people who are not jealous of your progress. You need Aaron and all. People who allow you to fulfill purpose. People who allow you to be who you want to be. They are not threatened. They are in their own position. They are doing what they want to do. What God wants them to do. And they are okay to support you to be who you are. Those are the kind of people you see here. Not people who want to tear you apart, who are jealous of you. You need genuine people. Need Heron, you need horse, you need people like that. You need people that you can sit at home and send a message like Joshua and who will fight it and hand the victory over to you. You need things like that. And that's why when you are in a place like this, stop running helter skelter, chill out, calm down, make it easy and enjoy your life. You know, it's good for God to prepare a table before you in front of your enemies, but I think it's also palatable if you eat with your friends. Moses called. He was greatly anointed. There was no doubt about his assignment, but he needed people. Look at some tiny person. We all need somebody. But tell them, but we need real people. You have 4,000 people following on Instagram. You don't even have one friend. We need real people. And I know God has sent real people to you. Don't allow the things of this world to affect your judgment about the real people that God has sent to you. If I go deeper into that, let me just say one or two things. Because sometimes the people that God has sent to us don't look like it. You remember the story of David and Jonathan? David had a great destiny, a great purpose, and was greatly anointed. But he had turbulent times. But the good thing was, he had a lot of people with him. Do not operate as if you are all sufficient. You are not the Almighty God. Stop pretending that you can handle everything by your own strength. Stop pretending that you don't need anyone to contribute into your life. Stop pretending that you don't need an advice. You don't need a counsel. Stop pretending that you don't need someone to pray with you. Stop pretending. Don't die alone. Don't go home at night and start crying and your pillow is wet. And everybody come to church and you just to praise God, hallelujah. Listen to this. Why don't you just be humble and enjoy the benefits that God has afforded and provided for you in his house. Because I see many times people are in the place of abundance, but they suffer. Because it takes a lot of humility for you to accept the provisions of grace. It takes a lot of humility. Let me tell you something. One of the reasons why Christianity is so hard for so many people is arrogance. Because they want to work really hard to achieve the things that they need to achieve. Because the very sense that you want to really work hard shows arrogance. Because you're not humble enough to receive the benefits of grace. If I want to give you something now, you have to be humble to want to take from me to get it. But if you want to prove a point, you say, I'm all right, I don't really need it. No, you do, you're just arrogant. And that's the same thing with God. It takes people who are humble because really, we don't understand the definition of humility. And most times, people who are arrogant, we call humble, and people who are humble, we call arrogant. Let me explain and then as I close. Because I want you to have a humble heart. I preach about humility all the days of my life. I'm telling you the truth. I want you to have a humble heart because when you have a humble heart, the Bible says God resists the proud. But it gives grace. More grace. Very more grace to the humble. Anybody here want to experience God's grace like never before? Just in every area of your life, effortless delivery of result. Your education, anybody student here, you want to write a project, you just write it so easy. Things just work. It takes a humble heart. You know, I always give people this example to know someone who is humble. Someone who is humble is someone who aligns with the plan and the purpose of God. Someone who is humble is not someone who talks gently. That one is your personality, not the personality of the Holy Spirit. Proof, Jesus does not talk gently. The Bible says his voice like the voice of a mighty rushing waters. So, you now suddenly become arrogant because you speak gently. Yeah. You're not even like Jesus. Jesus spoke on the mountain, 5,000 people can hear. So you think he was saying, No. The man speaks like fire. What are you Pharisees at? So, you are not even like Jesus. So that's not humility. Alright? That's your personality. That's your disposition. That's just you. So, don't think because some of us are shouting up and down, I'm not humble. You have just... Yeah. So, you don't know the meaning. Jesus Christ was humble. He carried koboko and beat people in the temple. So, you understand? Okay. So, let's continue now. This is an humble person. If you were walking by... Pastor, don't worry. I'll finish with after this. You're walking by the road. I don't want to go and use men of God, so I won't fall under the anointing. God, call my brother. I'm not saying you are not a man of God, but just come. You see this brother now, listen. You know, you have just bought. What car do you like? Hey, correct. Which model? Correct guy. Now, he's just bought a Model S Tesla. Correct one. He's just bought it, okay? So I'm walking on the road. Okay? And then he saws me. He said, legs. You wind down now, Abby. You call me. He said, can I give you a lift? He said, no. I'm all right the way I am. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm okay. The Lord bless you, sir. You know, walking is fine. And then I walked. Everybody say case one. Case two. Before you even wind down. Say, see they do? See you? Now that's why they don't. I better open the door. Open it to make her enter. Who is humble? The second person. But if you didn't know what I was going, if you saw that on the street, you said the guy is arrogant. He's trying to harass him. No, he's humble. He's okay with your Tesla. But he also wants to enjoy the Tesla. He has a free heart. That guy that said bless you, when you go, you know what he's thinking? All this Yahoo boys. It's poverty that is changing his brain. All right, stand on your feet, praise God.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudratabiola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,